All right, so you have made it this far in this private podcast series, and I'm gonna guess that things are already starting to change. If you are investing in really listening to this podcast series and looking around and starting to notice things, I wanna assume that you're already changing. Is that fair to say? You're not the same woman who pressed play on episode one. I want to consider that maybe you've softened, maybe you've seen yourself in this, maybe you've noticed a small, subtle shift. Like, is it possible to do this without perfection, without the pressure, without the all or nothing? And now comes the choice. You can keep circling or you can take a step forward. And I want to tell you a story back when I was teaching private cooking classes. Decades ago, I had a client walk in for her very first cooking class session. She was visibly nervous. She was totally unsure, very self-critical. She was not confident. She held the knife like it was an explosive device. She was so nervous, and she kept asking the questions, "Am I doing it right? Do I hold the knife like this or like this? Is this the perfect way to chop an onion? What's the right way?" And it wasn't that she was ever doing it wrong. She just thought there was a right way. And it was that she had never really just gone through it before. And week by week, class by class, she just kept showing up. And let's say by, like, I want to say the fourth or fifth session, she walked in, she grabbed the cutting board, she put her apron on, and she got right to work. Just picked up the knife, chop, 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 chatting, moving with confidence. And the best part of this story is that a couple years later, she was teaching her own cooking classes. Why do I share this with you? It's because this is all of us. And this is likely you right now. You're just new into this process. And you might be thinking, what's right? What's wrong? Is this how I do it? Is this how I do it? And it feels shaky at first. But with practice and learning the skill set and the mindset and the tools that I share with you in this membership, with time, with the structure, it becomes more natural. It becomes more normal. It becomes more of you. And maybe you hear that voice, right? But what if I don't do it perfectly? What if I start strong and I don't trust myself and I fall off the wagon? And this is what is the good news about what I teach. Perfection is not what's needed for you to transform. In fact, I would say the perfectionism is what's actually keeping you stuck. It's what's keeping you from moving forward. Is that fair to say? This is what I see with my clients. And what's needed is not perfection. It's a new way of relating to yourself, to your life, when things don't go as planned, when you do the thing you don't want to do. How do you meet that moment differently? And this is what I teach you inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle and the Still Point Practice, and offering you a different mindset moving forward. And all of this is waiting for you right now. You're invited to step into a new way of being. And it's not about buying a program and getting a new set of rules. No, we don't look at rules, we look at rhythms. We build rhythms that fit in your life. And being mentored and guided and supported along the way. And you're not doing it alone. You walk with me in these group calls and the women who are doing it too. And this is where I want you to have a place where you finally let your insides match your outside, where how you feel inside is what is exuding for you on the outside. And it's stepping into something that is sustainable and sacred and supportive. The good news is that you don't need to have a ton of time and you don't need to wait for things to settle down. In fact, and what I see with my most successful clients is I would offer that the part of the transformation happens when we actually practice this right in the middle of whatever is going on for us. It's not when things are going smoothly, it's when they're not. And then we go practice who we want to be in that. So you don't need a plan. You just need to believe that there is a version of you who knows how to do this, and we learn who she is and get to know her in this membership. And in this membership and in the Still Point practice is how you meet her. So if you are longing for something like this, I'd love to walk with you. And you can start by joining us inside the Nourished Woman Lifestyle membership and start building the life that actually fits who you want to be and start practicing her right away. You can look for the show notes for the link to join us in this membership, and I'll see you inside.